The Christmas Foundling, A Christmas Regency Romance, Bells of Christmas, Frost Fair, Book 5, written by Martha Keyes, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. Author's Note: This book delves into a topic near and dear to my heart, as it is something I've personally experienced. Infertility is crushingly difficult in any age, but the Regency era, with its focus on heirs and successions, would have heightened the pain for both women and men in many ways. Everyone experiences adversity differently, but I hope that those who have gone through infertility, or still are experiencing it, will feel themselves represented and heard in pieces of this story. I hope that those who do not have personal experience with this topic can also benefit from and sympathise with the situations portrayed in the book, even if they are fictional ones. I hope that the story conveys the hope of the Christmas season, particularly in a year when, like Lydia and Miles's story, things will likely play out differently than we had hoped. There is joy and growth to be found, even amidst such trials. Chapter 1. There had rarely been a colder December in England, yet it was not the frigid cold out of doors which made the hands of Lydia Blakeburn tremble in her dressing room as she stared at the letter she held. Lydia didn't want to end her marriage, but this letter might well tell her if it was possible. And if it was possible, it seemed her duty to do so, for her husband's sake. She clenched her eyes shut and broke the seal. There was little point in prolonging her anxieties.
"My Lady Linham, I was honoured to receive your communication dated the 13th of December. I'm afraid that I have little to add to the general knowledge you already possess, but perhaps my words will clarify any misunderstandings that may yet exist. As you implied in your letter, grounds for divorce are generally limited to adultery on the part of the wife. It is a lengthy, costly, and public process to see through, of course, and many couples choose to settle for divortium a mensa et thoro, which allows husband and wife to live apart, both physically and financially, without the option of remarrying. Annulment is available for a wider range of issues, and the inability to perform one's marital obligations is a consideration, certainly, but requires an investigatory process that most people find entirely too distasteful and humiliating to subject themselves to. If you, or your friend, wish for more information on that, I can provide it. However, lack of offspring in and of itself is not grounds for divorce. That is rather left in the hands of God, as is only proper. Otherwise, an annulment can be granted in cases of a marriage improperly performed, banns not being read, errors on the marriage license itself, etc. A minor...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?